Proclamation number 4729 of 30th of August, 1949. God, truth, love are one. Truth. And even if you refuse to accept the truth, it must fill your whole being if you want to attain the vision of God in the spiritual kingdom. For truth is the companion of love, and since you cannot become blessed without love, you cannot be without truth either. But truth can be offered to you even if you have not yet changed to love. The truth can cause you to work in love as soon as you don't intellectually close yourselves off to the truth and then stimulate your heart to participate in it. Then truth will inevitably result in love, because one cannot exist without the other. Without love, truth is only intellectual knowledge, but through love the heart also participates in truth, and then truth permeates the human being's whole being. The unloving person usually also rejects the truth because it does not appeal to him, yet again and again it is brought to him as long as the person is still capable of change, thus not a perfect devil. As soon as the fate of life has had an effect on his heart, as soon as it has become softer and more compliant and also willing to love his fellow human beings, he will no longer close himself off to the truth imparted to him. He will become able to recognize and do what is right. Thus his soul will mature, which always means increasing love and increasing realization. But anyone who desires the truth through love can be firmly convinced that God will convey it to him, because he approaches a loving person himself, and thus only truth can exist next to him. The human being's soul then certainly rejects what does not originate from the originator of truth, who is present to it through love. Whereas it eagerly accepts what corresponds to truth because it also recognizes God himself in it. God, love and truth are one. Love for God and one's neighbor infallibly also results in the supply of truth, and the ability to recognize comes to the human being at the same time as truth. But this is why the loving human being is certain to stand in truth. He is full of conviction and can therefore also stand up for it, and he will unconsciously or consciously spread light because he receives light himself and can also radiate it again to his fellow human beings. For light cannot conceal its radiance, and the knowing human being feels inwardly urged to pass on his knowledge, for he is driven by love to give to his fellow human beings what makes him happy himself. Because he knows that only truth leads to God, from whom it originates. Amen.